Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We've got it.
5 3 9 2 1 7 8 6 5 3 3 3
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Is unorganized and
it's been a busy day. It's been a very busy day.
Now Reese is doing ASMR.
No, I'm not. I'm just right, and I've got this. I've got some Tide vodka soda from the Barrel in Tide distillery. I don't even know if I like it.
But you're gonna get drunk on our show. Fucking A.
Vodka tastes like shit. Anyway. But it works. And that's the only reason people drink it.
Let's chug. I've got some coffee. You've got some vodka. Let's do it. Ready?
I'm fine. It's fizzy. I love wind.
Hello, Reese.
Hello, Jesse.
And hello, dear listener. Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. The election coverage is what we're doing lately. If you've been following us, if you haven't been following us, then this is election coverage.
How many times can you say election coverage?
57.
So I want to.
How have you been, Reese?
I've been good. I finished my friend is a very skilled carpenter, and he helped finish the front deck on my house, which is good.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
I helped him by standing there, just going, yep, yep, and handing beers to him while he worked. So my skills lie elsewhere.
Right.
But that was really helpful. So now I don't fall out my front door when I forget there's no stairs.
Do you have a mother-in-law door? Or did you?
What is that?
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's a mother-in-law door.
So this is...
Sounds like some kind of death trap.
It's a Newfoundland term, believe it or not, for a door on the side of your house that's up like a good 5 to 10 feet, maybe 5 feet, 5 feet, right? A door that's up about 5 feet with no stairs. You open it and you step out and you fall. And for whatever reason that you could probably infer, it's called the mother-in-law door.
Sounds like a death trap. I've got young children and a young puppy. It sounds like a death trap.
Yeah, that's probably why they call it a mother line. Yeah.
So. I mean, fun though. Although I'm very sleep deprived because our puppy is.
You're always sleep deprived. You're one of the busiest workaholics I've ever met in my life. Yet somehow enjoy life more than anyone I've ever met as well. It's a weird kind of, because I've met workaholics before, and they think the more work they do, the happier they are. And it's actually the exact opposite for them. They just get more and more stressed out, and it's this weird loop. But you're a weird anomaly when it comes to this. Like, seriously, like, the more you work, the genuinely the happier you're
seem. Die hard. Yeah. That's what I say.
That's Reese's slogan. It's on his bathrobe.
Yeah. Do you want to do something weird?
Always.
I was just doing more research on, like, politics and what's been going on. And have you seen the foot? This is quite old.
No.
This is old now, but the footage of Justin Trudeau having his vaccination with his wife.
No, I haven't seen
it. And he's got a tattoo on his arm. I realized.
Oh, yes, I did. I saw that photo. That's correct. Yeah.
I have the same tattoo a very similar tattoo to Justin Trudeau.
What's your tattoo? You told me you had a tattoo before, but you've never shown it to me.
Yeah, I'll show you now.
All right. You know, he's reaching, he's grabbing. It's on his, must be on his back. Holy shit. It's right in the middle of his back. It looks native in form. It's just like native art form, like native artwork sort of.
Yeah, so it's from Alaska, where I went on my honeymoon with my wife. And it was my favorite artwork we bought there. And for my 30th, she was like, hey, why don't you get it as a tattoo?
Aww.
And I did. And when I went there, it was too detailed to go on my arm, like I was going to have
it's very detailed.
Like where Trudeau has his. And he was like, is it going to have to be really big? So I was like, go on then. 6.5 hours later.
Yeah, it's huge. I don't want to do it disjustice by trying to describe it because I only saw it for a few seconds. Can you describe it a little? It's like two birds, it looks like.
Yeah, it's I can't remember the name. It's a crow.
Like two crows back to back.
Two crows back to back is a love story.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got a lot of meaning to it, but also hardly anyone has seen my tattoo. And I was like, shit, I got the same tattoo as Justin Trudeau.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's not identical, but it's very similar.
Yeah. Oh, and like, I don't know if you're listening to this when this is coming out, the Liberal Party of Canada has been advertising on our show, which is kind of amazing that they asked to do that. But I don't think they listened to our show because
the jokes about
Justin Trudeau roasting babies on the fire.
I mean, it's a joke. I'm sure they're going to sense it.
That's probably why they called us.
You should probably, yeah. Maybe somebody in the
finally someone gets it.
If you're in the Liberal Party and you're a senior and you listen to this show, thanks for advertising on the show. Otherwise, they didn't listen. That's my conclusion. we're talking about Trudeau in this episode because
We haven't talked about Trudeau in a long time, and now that they're sponsoring, now they're not sponsoring us. That's a difference. They're not.
This episode is brought to you by JT.
It's just a kind of a blanket advertisement, but it's still really funny.
Yeah. So,
JT.
JT. He's having a rough time on the campaign trail. I don't know if you've seen.
I haven't. No. So, but I mean, is it kind of tie into what we talked about before, which is like, you know, leaders who are doing a really good job during a time of stress and duress, and then they like, this is the perfect time to have an election, and then they just lose dramatically.
I wouldn't say that. I think
it's more Churchill and
I think it's more competitive than the polls show. And also when I look at the polls and like it says like conservatives 34, liberals 29, and like they fluctuate.
That's
around
terrifying,
there.
Honestly,
but,
God.
But no, but
if we have a fucking conservative leadership again in this country with conservative major in Nova Scotia, I'm just going to cry. I'm going to curl up in a ball and cry.
But the thing is that I find that when you look at the detail, it says of decided voters. So that's the percentage of people who are decided who they're going to vote for. So which leaves it doesn't quantify, it doesn't have a percentage in there that says, and these many people haven't decided yet. So that'll be the deciding vote is the undecided.
The swing voters.
Yeah, the swing voters.
I wonder how many of our listeners are swing voters.
Swingers, get in touch with us. If you're a swinger, in terms of how you exercise your right democratically, not where you put it, let us know.
Yeah. Yes,
are you monogamous with a particular party? Let us know. Or not. Anyway, the reason I want to talk is because, so Trudeau, he's been going around all these campaign trails, doing what you do. Hey, I'm on a bus with my face on. I get off, I wave, I shake hands.
We can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also a thing we should do. I'm on a bus with my face on it. What do you do for a living, Reese? I'm on a bus with my face
on it. Yeah,
yeah. I get off and I wave.
Exactly. What a job. We should just do a national tour of a bus with our face on.
I'd love that.
Except we have to live on the bus because we've sold everything to be able to afford to buy a bus.
I would 100% do that. I know you wouldn't because you have a family and children
kids,
and a dog.
I don't think my kids want to live on a bus.
No, probably not.
And they like going to school.
Nor do I want to live on a bus with your children.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going around the country, and what's happening is a very well-organized group of... there's a bunch of reasons. They're anti-vax. They're the kind of people who think that...
Who is this?
These protesters are turning up everywhere he goes, to the point that he cancelled one event that he was at, also somebody threw gravel at him while he was getting back on the
bus.
That's
not okay.
Which so they're throwing rocks at him, and when they say gravel, it makes me think like a handful of tiny rocks rather than like one big rock, which is kind of a weird detail. So,
it is, yeah.
And my understanding is they're really well organized. They seem to know where he's going.
And there's an inside man?
No, they just pay it. They know where, like, obviously they post where they're going to be. And you can look on social media. Right. Where's JT going to be this week? And they turn it up. But they also, they're like saying they want to kill him. And they're saying all these things. And I actually screenshotted this.
Jesus Christ.
This is just before we were recorded. I saw this. So this was...
I hate the conservatives, but I would never do that.
There were some conservatives at the actual... some people had campaign t-shirts for the conservatives there. But a lot of them are the kind of crazy anti-vax people who think that it's martial law and microchips and Bill Gates. And they're so angry, and they've got pictures of Trudeau like getting ready to be hung at the gallows and all this kind
Jesus
of stuff.
Jesus Christ.
And so this was Mark Emery. Now, Mark Emery is famous in BC. He's quite famous in the cannabis world. He was a cannabis activist for years.
Cannabis activists. Ow, that's a tongue twister. Cannabis activists are like cutthroat. They will cut a bitch if you dare say anything negative about cannabis. They're not activists. They might as well be cannabis terrorists.
I'll tell you something bad about cannabis. When people take it, they're just rubbish to talk to. That's it.
Okay.
You go. Come and get me, Mark. This is what Mark Emery said. He is a vile leader. He deserves a much worse fate. I'm thinking Mussolini. So I don't know if you know Mussolini. He was hung by the neck and castrated.
Jesus.
That's how he
died. That order?
I don't know.
You think he'd castrate him first.
Why do you want that detail?
I mean, because it's like a little weird castrating a corpse that's hanging there.
It is weird to castrate a corpse. there's also arguably just as traumatic to
the people watching.
To castrate a pre-corpse or a living person.
Well, I'd argue more traumatic.
But anyway, I'll tell you what's worse is him saying that about Justin Trudeau. I mean... for some reason, they call him like a mass murderer. They think he is like...
Well, because of all the babies he's eaten.
Because all... exactly. This is the worst. What happened?
Thanks for advertising on our show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for advertising on our show. Just want to say...
We love you.
He doesn't eat babies, but these people think he does, and that's why they throw gravel.
I'm one of them. I think he eats babies.
Well, you're a gravel thrower.
No, I'm just I support...
You were going to call yourself a baby eater.
I was going to call myself a baby eater, but then I stopped.
Are you projecting on JT? So he then was forced by Maxime Bernier to apologize because he...
Who was?
This Mark Emery was forced.
By Maxime Bernier, the
he's
leader
running for
of the
BBC.
People's Preserve, the PPC.
The Penis Party of Canada.
That's the one. Yeah.
So the PPC, aka the Penis Party of Canada, he said, at the request of my leader, I offer an apology for comparing our noble and honourable Prime Minister with Mussolini. Surely this paragon of Liberal Party virtue cannot be compared with the reviled dictatorship of the past. Just vote him out. That's what any believer of freedom wants. So that was his thing. So he had to delete the tweet and everything. But, I mean... People calling for Trudeau to be hung is just ridiculous, and
it just makes me go,
oh, come on. I just left the UK with all this
because of all this ridiculous bullshit.
And then now Canadians are doing it? Come on. Come on, guys. Where am I going to go? Where have I got left to go? New Zealand?
Actually, they're doing pretty good down there.
I like it here. Yeah. I don't want to move.
That's where they shot The Lord of the Rings, though. We can go live in Hobbiton. Did I tell you my idea for... a television show based on The Lord of the Rings?
No.
No? I don't think it's ever going to happen. So if anyone out of our listeners is like a television
producer.
There's
a Lord producer, of the Rings TV show coming out.
There is. It's based on the Silmarillion from what I understand. I could be wrong. But I want... So one of my favorite things, just as an aside...
I thought it was called Bilbo, the early years.
Is it?
No.
Oh. What I wanted... I love watching The Lord of the Rings, The Return, the Fellowship of the Rings, just at the very beginning where everything's nice and happy in the Shire in Hobbiton, where they're having a party, and like they're, you know, you could see people like getting drunk at the tavern, and Sam's all like kind of shy because he really wants to hit on that lady, and like it's just kind of fun Hobbit drama. And I'm like, why couldn't we make a television show based on that, like Downton Abbey but with hobbits? Just everyday Hobbit drama. No,
like a soap opera, like Coronation Street.
Coronation Street meets
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, exactly, right? So it's just like you just tune in once a week to see what the, you know, all the hobbits are up to. Oh no, someone stole the pumpkin pie out of Mrs. Shelby's window again. Those darn hobbits.
Gandalf's turned up with a big delivery of weed.
Right, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I would love... Tell me you wouldn't watch that. Tell me that wouldn't be the most heartwarming, just like amazing... Like, it would be so nice.
It would be fun. It just sounds like 4 o'clock TV in the UK on a Sunday.
But with hobbits, Reese.
Yeah.
Hobbits and wizards.
It reminds... Do you know, it would be like... There's a classical British TV show called Last of the Summer Wine, and it was about three pensioners in Yorkshire, just up to no good, causing hijinks, and just... hiking and just very gentle, and it was looked like the Shire. I imagine it would be if Canadians. I'm sorry if you don't know Last of the Summer Wine. Look it up.
I've never heard of it, but it's like the Shire. It's so just, picture that, but with hobbits. Yeah, I'd watch an old hobbit sitting on a fence, smoking a pipe and drinking some sherry for 20 minutes, just staring out at the sunset. That to me sounds like a nice TV,
If you're a high powered TV executive and you would like to indulge Jesse and his hobbit.
You should. Get in touch with us, please.
Hobbit soap opera.
I'll write and direct it. It'll exactly. be brilliant. Emmy-worthy.
I would also like to talk about another thing that happened, though, to another leader. So somebody egged Maxime Bernier.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So so he was in Saskatoon, and he was at an event, and there's a still frame of someone smashing an egg on his head.
Oh, wow, that's great. Was he arrested?
No, he wasn't. He hung around and they let him go in the end because they said, you need to wait here for the police.
Welcome to Canada.
And he did. But it's fine. I mean, it's like...
I like that. I like that because it's just a fucking egg.
I told you about in the UK where they throw milkshakes at the people. They just buy a big old McDonald's milkshake and throw it over someone in a nice suit.
Very funny.
It's very, very annoying for the person in the suit. But a great way of harassing the far right.
Right? Yeah.
They hate milkshake.
Lactose intolerant.
They hate milkshake. we did a post as well on it on Trudeau being hassled, saying, hey, just leave him alone. If you don't like him, vote.
Yeah, it was an Instagram Twitter post. Yeah,
and we had some very angry, we had a lot of people who probably sound like the kind of people who turn up at those protests.
Really? I didn't see those comments.
Because I blocked them all. I was blocking a lot of them.
Oh wow!
Just because they were just saying again horrible things like he's a mass murderer and all this kind of stuff. And I was when I was blocking them, what I was actually doing was reporting them for misinformation on COVID. Because when you went on their profile, you realized that they actually had a ton of posts against misinformation about vaccines. So I was like, I'm gonna do a little bit of online activism here and talk about.
I'm not upset with anti-vaxxers or anti-maskers. I'm not. I'm upset with a world that has grown that in the first place, that has allowed, not just allowed, but encouraged. Encouraged and allowed is the wrong word. Grow really is. Like it's grown this mentality in so many people. And it's frightening that we have developed a world, an environment, a system of education that is, I think it starts with mental health. I do. I think the mentally unwell, the unmedicated who should be medicated, the over-medicated who shouldn't be medicated, the people who have trauma that are not getting psychological help.
Yeah.
These people are being subjected to fucking assholes who are peddling misinformation for ratings so that they can make more money in the most
and algorithms that feed it to them.
Yes, absolutely. For it's addictive. They present it in ways that have been proven to be addictive to specific people who are looking to belong, to feel special. And when you believe in secrets, you really do feel like special. And if you're if you are hurting on the inside, right, feeling like if you have no ability, if you have very low self-esteem, very low self-worth, then belonging to a secret group who really knows the truth.
Who are the only ones who know how to save the planet.
Yeah, exactly, right? Then you really do feel like, you know, you've got it all figured out. It's at that point, it's not about the information you're peddling. It's about how you're feeling. And if you feel you belong to a secret organization that actually has all the answers, you're not going to want to give that up, even if other information comes along and says, like, oh, by the way, what you're actually incorrect in what you've been believing, because that's taking away your special feeling.
Yeah, no, I was told I was special. I'm a secret online warrior. Yeah.
Silly to say it like that, but that's kind of like, it really, like, no there's one, a lot of
no,
truth to that.
No one
right?
wants
like,
to feel that stupid, that this whole world they've constructed and all this
not.
Thing they've been angry about and they've been lecturing everyone they know about. And I've been online doing research. I did 3 hours of research last night. I read Facebook for 3 hours. Right. I did my research, all of these memes, blah, 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 blah. You can't go back from that. If you're saying like,
no.
There's like loads of subreddits.
Because you're not just talking about interesting facts that may or may not, you know, be truthful or not. You are solidifying and attaching your own identity and worth to these facts, fact that you know them. Right?
And
the fact that you know them is where you're like creating your own worth from. And that's dangerous.
But it's the same thing as people who find religion after they've been through a tough time because they have the answers.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
if
you've like recovered from drugs and you go like, Jesus helped me recover from drugs. And I now feel all this love and I feel part of something. I'm part of a community. And I now have all the answers to the universe and things make sense to me. And it's that thing where people...
I envy those people, actually. I do. Like in the simpler sort of like, I not to dive into religion, but like just in the simple sense of I found faith and I have so much love and compassion in my life that I never knew before. And I just feel safe and like everything's going to work out. Like that sounds amazing. Yeah,
it's like you're choosing to live in the Shire and like everyone else is choosing to live in Mordor.
Yeah, exactly. Right? sounds amazing.
I wish I lived in the Shire, but I know that reality is in Mordor. So... No offense.
No, but like, yeah. So that's why I have a hard time getting angry at anti-vaxxers or anti-maskers because
they just need a hug.
I feel like they're victims, honestly, of like a much larger kind of corrupt world.
The people we should be blaming are Facebook and YouTube and those algorithms that have taken people down these rabbit holes.
That's
given a platform to people who are spreading that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And you know, the more you look at that stuff, the more it shows you. And even the YouTube algorithm, it's shown to show you more extreme stuff. The more you look at certain things, it gives you the stuff that's going to shock you and make you look again. It does. So
100%.
So there's lots of people to blame, but I think that these platforms that people have had as their only source of information for 18 months during a lockdown, you know, people have gone on these rabbit holes and they now see the world in a very different way.
Oh, golly, Jesse, I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man.
Gee whiz, Reese, really from the ad man?
Smell them, they're fresh.
Ads.
I have a friend who told me that they have a friend who's a doctor, and that doctor told them that vaccines are actually bullshit and do nothing. And he thoroughly believed it, and I wanted to say to him, I didn't, but I wanted to say,
I would say I don't think that doctor likes you. think that doctor wants you to die.
I was going to say, like, how lucky are you that you're friends with the world's smartest doctor?
Yeah.
Of all the millions of other doctors who believe that vaccines work and have the science to back it up, you know the one doctor who knows more than these millions of other, they know secrets that no other doctors know, and you know that doctor. How incredible for you.
What else doesn't work? You know, tell me. The thing that pisses me off, though, is you go to a poor country.
Like, I had, it's, you got, I'm sorry for interrupting, but like, yeah, you've got to be able to be okay with being wrong today. That has to be okay with you. And it sucks because it hits you on an emotional level.
Yeah,
it does.
But there's nothing wrong with being wrong.
No, it is.
I kind of like...
I've talked about the oatmeal. You're familiar with the cartoon, The Oatmeal?
Yeah.
He has this long thing about that very thing where if you tie your beliefs into facts, it can, and those facts, you're suddenly presented with facts that go against what you previously believed that has an emotional tie into it, you refuse to believe it.
Yeah, and I honestly try and change my opinion if new information.
I do. I do too. There's a doctor.
Like I used to hate peanut butter. Now I love it.
Are you serious? What the fuck's wrong there? Peanut butter is amazing.
I like it now.
Have you heard of Dr.? So there's a guy online called Dr. Berg, and I've been following him for the past year, and he's got like 5 million subscribers, and he's the one who taught me a lot about keto and about intermittent fasting. I've been reading up on keto, more specifically intermittent fasting.
Did he admit to being wrong?
Years. No, his son came online and was talking about what a horrible father he is and how he's a Scientologist and how he's not actually a real doctor with a PhD. He's a chiropractor and calls himself a doctor, which I don't know if you can legally, if that's a thing. I don't know. And I just, once I found out that, like, oh, this guy isn't a, like, this is actually his son, and his father is the guy I've been following now, is a Scientologist and donates huge sums of money whenever you purchase something from one of his like supplement stores that goes to Scientology, and he's actually not a real PhD doctor. I became like, a knee-jerk reaction, like, no, this isn't true. This can't be true because I like this guy and I learn a lot from him, or at least I thought what he was telling me was true. And I had an emotional knee-jerk reaction to thinking.
You felt betrayed.
I did. And I was like, my first instant reaction was to put up a wall and be defensive. I'm like, no, this can't be right.
And you didn't throw gravel at anyone.
I wanted to. But anyway, I was like, okay, let's just do my due diligence. And I kind of like, maybe what he's been telling me is just bullshit to get me to buy his supplements for Scientology. If that's the case, then I'm egg on my face. Fuck, that sucks. And so I just like, let me look up other doctors and what they're saying. Let me look up other, you know, which I did do before, but I was just kind of like really hooked on Dr. Berg for like a year. And I'm like, and after like, you know, kind of really looking around, I'm like, oh, no, of course, what he's saying is factually correct, because like the truth will come out real quick if, you know, like, he's got millions of people, and if they all did what he told them and like no one lost any fucking weight or got any healthier ever, that would come out real quick. And all the other research that I found was like, you know, it was coinciding. So I'm like, oh shit, okay, so what he's teaching me is still accurate. He's just a fucking nutbag.
Okay. I mean, I had something similar. I used to think an articulated truck, rather than being...
What is an articulated truck?
A truck that bends as it, you know, like it's not fixed as a rig. It turns and the trailer bends around as
a truck on it. Oh, like an accordion bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, not like an accordion bus. It just bends in the middle. I used to think an articulated truck was a cold truck.
A what?
Like it was refrigerated in the back. Like an Arctic elated truck. I believed that till I was about 27. And I know I was wrong. So,
what happened when you found out?
I was like, "Oh, I feel stupid," but then I was just like, and I openly admit how naive I was and how
good for you.
A very simple thing, but I think it's important to be wrong. It's important to admit you're wrong.
That's the only way you learn. Much the way you like failing. Failing is the way you grow skills and talent.
I don't know, I've never failed at anything. Maybe for you. The thing I was going to say though is that the thing with the vaccination stuff is that it drives me crazy. I think I mentioned this before. I do see it as like a first world problem, because there are people in poor countries who will walk 3 days for a vaccine to stop their kids from going blind. And here people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to put that in my body and all this kind of stuff.
Right. Again, I get it. It's new. It's rushed. It's being... I don't think people are against vaccines as much as they're against
well, they
the people.
well, two yes, okay.
No, and as much as they're against the people who told them to get the vaccines.
Yeah,
which
that's,
is
what it is.
The
it's
government.
A distrust in the government.
Yes,
yeah. Which yeah. which I think is not unfounded. But
no, right?
But
yeah.
you got to look at the motivation. Yes, a lot of pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money, but also nobody wants to damage the economy. This you look at you like you talk about all the time. Jobs are number one. Look how many jobs were lost because of lockdown. None of the politicians wanted to do this. They did it because they had to.
When I say that the economy has to thrive, I say this with utmost a tongue-in-cheek irony. Like I
no,
just,
I know. I'm not saying.
I want everything
Jesse
to crash
loves,
and burn.
Jesse loves
man.
The economy.
I do not.
Oh,
I want
he's got it. He's got a poster of the There's economy with his top off on his wall. That's how much he loves the economy.
No one was supposed to see that.
A centerfold economy spread. Anyway, so in conclusion,
I can see that's what fucking what's his nuts banana bread man has in his
Aaron O'Toole.
Aaron O'Toole. Yeah.
In the back of in the bus, somewhere on the road between Regina and Saskatoon, campaigning big bus with his face on the side. Lights are all dimmed. He's in the back with a curtain pulled across. Wanking one off to the economy.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him, honestly.
It's a horrible image.
Straight out of your mind.
So in conclusion, leave Justin alone. Let him campaign. And if you disagree with him, if you're angry, keep it online like you always did.
Yeah.
Stop showing up.
Honestly, though.
Keep it online where nobody's paying attention. I think as well that the news is giving her a lot of coverage, and I think it might backfire. I think that...
Of course it does.
The more they hassle him, the more reasonable swing voters are going to go...
Of course, because now they've got... Well,
this isn't Canada. This isn't what we do in Canada.
Oh, it's going to... No, I think it's going to backfire in favor of the protesters, because the more we put it on the news, the more these protesters are going to realize they're going to get on the fucking news. And they're
going to have an even louder platform. But ultimately, they're not trying to get elected.
No, but they do like attention.
They do, but also...
A lot of attention.
Trudeau has managed to start talking about the fact that Aaron O'Toole doesn't disclose whether all the candidates for the Conservative Party are vaccinated. So what has allowed him to do is really hammer home and try and link this kind of mentality of people not supporting the vaccination program with his opponent as well. So
say that again?
So the Conservative Party...
I totally blanked out. I wasn't listening to you.
It's so reassuring. I hope our listeners don't do that when you do. So the Conservative Party has basically, they're not forcing their candidates to disclose whether they've been vaccinated or not.
Oh.
Okay. It's not a mandatory requirement for them to be vaccinated. And Trudeau is saying, you know, you're just as bad as them because you're not getting with the program that we're...
I have a thought on... mandatory vaccinations. I believe...
Strap people in a chair.
No,
and force them to have it while they scream. Is that what you're saying?
So, I think having corporate entities, companies, decide whether or not they want people in to their buildings or they're using their services based on vaccination passports... is a better idea than forcing mandatory vaccinations. And here's why. Even if the science is behind it.
Okay, but I don't think anyone's going to force people to have vaccinations.
No, I mean, that's the talk. That's what there's a lot of talk about.
But
that.
The thing is not your choice is, like, if you're a federal employee, you don't have to get vaccinated, but it means you won't have a job. That's your choice. It's still a choice.
Right.
They're not forcing it. When they talk about mandatory vaccination, they're not saying, right, we're going to turn up at their house 3 a.m. in the morning, wake them up, pepper spray them, or like a blow dart. You wake up in a chair and there's a doctor saying, prepare number 472 for his vaccination. And like a bright light is shining in your eyes and they prize your eyeballs open and they force you to watch pictures of Trudeau hugging puppies while they vaccinate you. And then you blank out and you wake up in bed and... you can feel the lump under your skin from the microchip in your palm. That's what they're talking about, but it's not. They're just going, hey, if you want to work in this place, you need to get vaccinated. It's your choice to get vaccinated or not, but just so you know, if you don't, you won't have a job anymore.
Oh, that's really funny.
That's mandatory vaccination. I like mine.
Better,
just not in real life.
Well, to these people, you know, jobs are life, right? So, yeah.
Well, then get vaccinated. If you like your job that much, just get vaccinated.
All right. Yeah.
You know, do you know what? I really like not having polio. It's one of the best things that ever happened to me is not getting polio.
There, I mean, there is, I'm not going to lie that there is most definitely corruption happening with the vaccines. But that doesn't mean the vaccine doesn't work. You know, like the third booster shot that's happening in the States, and the fact that Biden just kind of is enforcing the third booster shot. The science has come out, and the third booster, like, yes, after two vaccinations with the mRNA vaccines, after 8 to 9 months, the efficacy does start to wane a little bit, but not nearly to the point where we thought before. And death in hospitalization is still negated from having this vaccine. You might still get sick, but you'll survive just fine.
It won't be anywhere near as bad.
No,
it's not,
exactly.
It's not a perfect vaccination. It's just
and
it's
the
just
booster shots are now being recommended for people who are immunocompromised and for the elderly. Yet Biden ignored that, and he's like, everyone's got to get their booster shot immediately. And that just sounds like a handshake deal that was made with. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of money happening, changing hands here.
You're talking
like,
about Pfizer.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Pfizer.
Like a Pfizer. So is there corruption
Sounds like someone's being condescending. Pfizer.
is there corruption? Yes. There will always be corruption when it comes to money and politics.
So people,
but that
people
doesn't
are
make the science incorrect.
Yeah,
you know, and the fact that we're trying to combine those two, like, oh, there's corruption, therefore people are trying to, like, whatever, man. Like, anyway.
The main thing is that...
Don't smoke.
Just don't smoke. It's bad for you.
It's bad for you. You should quit.
You shouldn't smoke.
Especially...
But also, I love the Avectamin. Is the Avectamin the livestock? So loads of people have been taking Avectamin, which is a livestock women injection.
They're like,
I'm not putting that in me. I'm not putting that vaccine in me, and blah, 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 blah. But they will put animal medication in them that isn't tested properly on humans or whatever.
You just need the government to tell them they need to do it
because the government's telling them not to do it. They're like, well, it must be the cure. It's like, yeah, rubbing dog shit in your eyes also isn't a cure. It doesn't mean you should do it. I'm gonna create a profile on Telegram or wherever it is they'll all hang out, and I'm gonna pretend to be some kind of alternative doctor. I'm gonna just convince people rubbing dog shit in your eyes stops you from getting COVID.
I had an interesting thought where you just said you were gonna go hang out on Telegram or wherever they all hang out. You know when this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but just a thought.
It's going to do with dog shit.
No, when Trump got out of office, the world became so fucking quiet. Overnight, like, he was removed off of all social media, and it's so weird not hearing about something fucking insane that Trump said every single day. It's like, it's peaceful and quiet. It's weird. And getting back to the reality, but I did hear that Trump's followers didn't just fucking disappear overnight because he got out of office. Like, that's
no, they're still there, and they're morphing into something else now, though.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, I've heard rumors that, like, Trump found an online platform specifically for his followers and him to congregate online secretly. And there's no fucking way, after what happened at the White House, there's no fucking way that the FBI isn't following his every goddamn move.
But also as well.
Every goddamn
move. But there's no way he could keep that secret anyway. He's such a narcissist. He wouldn't talk about a secret platform where he's talking to 10,000 people or 100,000 people. He wants the whole world to be listening to him.
I don't know why he doesn't have a podcast.
He had a blog and that failed. And then he had like an email newsletter or something, I think, as well.
Really?
Yeah. And then he did a rally where he encouraged people to get vaccinated because they realized all their voters are dying, and they booed him.
What is that last part true?
They booed him because he said they should get vaccinated. A lot of the Republican governors who have been against vaccination, the Delta variant is basically wiping out the electoral edge because is going through all the unvaccinated.
This was back when he was still
no, this
office.
Was recently. He did a rally in I think in
Trump.
Yeah, he did a rally in one of the southern states, and they booed him because he was telling them they should get vaccinated.
Is he trying to get reelected? Like, what's he?
Apparently, he's going to run. Yeah,
I don't think he can run twice in a row. I think
you can't. You can't. You can run. You can only serve two terms, and he's only served one. There's nothing saying you can't do one, have somebody else, and then run again.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah. So when Biden's 82, and Trump's back.
Right. Fuck. This is a super long episode. Yeah, this is
let's end the episode here. In conclusion, leave Justin alone.
Even if you don't like him, if you don't like him,
vote. It's fine.
Yeah, vote him off.
Don't make him feel afraid. I remember the end of the last election, he had a bulletproof vest on, and nobody should have to do that. He's got three kids.
Especially not in Canada, man.
Yeah. Whether you like, doesn't matter how much you like him, he's got a family, and just leave him alone.
Yeah.
Honestly. And also, you know, if anyone could catch a secret photo of Aaron O'Toole with his little economy centerfold, let us know.
Please send it to us, for the love of God. We'll print it off.
That'd be
and put
a great
it in our
t-shirt.
Office. Yeah. In our studio.
It'd be a great t-shirt.
Oh my God, that would be. Yeah. No. I don't want to sell a t-shirt of Aaron O'Toole jerking off in his van to the economy. No.
To this a is... graph of GDP growth. anyway, goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening and sticking us in your ear holes. I have been Jesse. This has been Reese.
I will continue to be Reese for as long as I can.
Yeah, call to action. Thank you. First off, the other call to action. We asked for our listeners to come up with t-shirt ideas. And one of our listeners, Dan, what is Dan's last name? Peterson? Dan O'Toole?
Dan O'Toole Peterson? Dan Peterson,
yeah. It is Dan Peterson. I knew it. Yeah, he came up with this.
He's an amazing artist. He's also, he was a war artist in Afghanistan. He went behind the... kind of enemy, not behind enemy lines, but he was serving with frontline troops, drawing and painting them.
Amazing.
On the front lines.
Well, he's a spectacular artist, but yeah. he drew us as part of the Five Eyes with Super Soakers Full of Piss, and it was amazing.
Wonderful time was had by all.
I hope we turn that into a t-shirt. Will we, Reese, turn that in? Because you're the t-shirt man.
Yeah, we will. We will make a t-shirt.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you for that. That was a call to action where we asked people to come up with a t-shirt idea for us, and someone did it. And when I say call to action, you just start stuttering Instagram.
Instagram. Also, if you want to see that artwork, it's on our Instagram.
Okay, fine. That's your call to action for today. Go to our Instagram and look up Dan Peterson's photo, drawing, artwork that he did of Reese and I holding Super Soakers Full of Piss. That's great. Yeah. Be a t-shirt.
This just in, my wife just messaged to say that the puppy can now jump up on the sofa.
Oh, God. I feel bad for you. Sorry.
She's so cute. It's fine.
Are you talking about the puppy or your wife?
The puppy.
The puppy. The puppy.
They're both equally cute in very different ways, so. Good night.
Bye.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.